Today's show is brought to you by the 4th of July. Quick question. Is calling someone a Yankee Doodle Dandy these days deemed inappropriate?
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from... 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done.
I'm having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Give them back the ball, then they help you kick a field goal.
They're taking you to the hospital at halftime.
Man shouldn't play sports in the first place.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! Who cares about that?
Guess what tomorrow is?
Guess what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow's the 4th of July.
4th of July.
Any big plans?
Any big plans?
Yeah, any big plans?
4th of July tomorrow, I'm going to find a barbecue to be miserable at.
Sit back and watch the fireworks.
Sounds fun.
Showtime, huh?
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio 434.com. Also on Alexa.
Hello!
How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you say? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. Just waddle on up to your Alexa device and say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello!
She will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast. We repack the show segments, and we jam them together as a full-length podcast at the end of the show, and it usually drops around noon or so. You can find that on Alexa even easier. Just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And you can also search the Mike Show VA podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link. Oh, yeah, we covered everything, I think. There we go. So happy you could join us on this hump day edition of the program. We have Bob Sima who's going to be joining us. He'll be in concert in Lynchburg, and we're going to talk with him, play a little bit of music, and learn. We're going to learn something about this artist. Also, in addition to that, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. And then there's this. this lady. She's lucky to be able to get to laugh about this. She unwittingly used a grenade as a hammer for 20 years. Yeah. And it happened in China.
Hello.
There she is. And so we're gonna talk about that, plus our top list. Top things that are almost as dumb to do as using a grenade as a hammer. All right. Top things that are almost as dumb to do as using a grenade as a hammer. How many times can you put the word as in the top list? I got to whittle that down. Top things that are almost as dumb as using a grenade for a hammer. Hammering with a grenade? Okay, I see your quandary of the writing here. I understand. We'll figure it out. Anyway, that's all coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Central Health.
This is a care team at Central.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
You've waited nearly an entire year, counting down the hours and minutes. You've sat on the edge of your seat, eagerly awaiting its arrival. And now the most spectacular event known to man is about to begin.
Ow!
Your dumbass neighbor's fireworks display.
Oh dear God in heaven, help me! These are new pants!
With special guests, your dumbass neighbor's kids. Your dumbass neighbor's fireworks display. Lawn chair seating available at all Ticketmaster outlets.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. Well, that's pretty dumb, but how about this for dumb?
I guess we could go with...
Let's go with this.
Stop!
As our sound effect instead of the comic rim shot. Workers in northern China.
Hello.
Hi, there they are. We're demolishing an old house and had to call in a bomb squad when they found a live grenade. I mean...
Automobile?
No, it was a grenade. Yeah. So how did it get there? The 90-year-old woman who lived in the house found it in a field a while back and had been using it as a hammer.
Dope!
For 20 years.
Dope!
It was an old World War II era grenade with a wooden handle. She didn't know what it was. She thought it was a tool. Here, let me see if we can enhance this. Here we go. I'm gonna share this up on our social media right now. If you're watching our Facebook Live, you can see this. And if you're not watching our Facebook Live, just go to our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA at your leisure, and you'll see it. There it is. Okay. To her defense, I might not know that that is a grenade, especially if I'm 90 years old. So, anywho's, she told police she had been using it to hammer nails and also as a nutcracker.
No!
She'd used it so much over two decades, the wooden handle was smooth and glossy from all the wear, and the metal head at the end was full of dents. Police safely detonated the device. Good Lord, it actually went off.
No!
And no one was hurt. Oh, my Lord. Okay, so that brings us to our top list. A woman in China.
I said a woman in China.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Spent 20 years using a live grenade to crack nuts and pound nails. To put it into perspective just how dumb this is, we present today's list, our top list today, top things that are almost as dumb to do as using a grenade as a hammer. Fine. I'll say all the asses. All right, here we go. Number one, sitting in the emergency row on a Boeing.
No!
Mocking the Rock's tattoos.
No!
Blowing a draft pick on someone just because of his dad.
No!
Things that are almost as dumb to do as using a grenade as a hammer. Hitching a ride home from the bar with Justin Timberlake.
No!
Top things that are almost as stupid to do as using a grenade as a hammer, leaving Caitlin Clark off the U.S. Olympic team.
No! Mm-hmm.
Trusting Nick Cannon to pull out.
No!
Top things that are almost as dumb to do as using a grenade as a hammer. Following Steve Bannon's skincare routine.
No!
Swiping right on Diddy.
No!
Asking Christy Gnome to dog sit.
No!
And top things that are almost as dumb to do as using a grenade as a hammer. Driving a Cybertruck.
No!
There we go. It's the Mike Show. Hi. Coming up. We have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. Many Americans don't know much about their founding fathers. Many think that Thomas Jefferson had a wife named Wheezy and lived in a deluxe apartment in the sky. A Long Island man lost his hand and fingers to a fireworks mishap. Or as Mississippi puts it, he lost his hand to natural causes. Flavor Flav will get a Red Lobster signature meal. They make a good pair, since they were both way more popular in the 80s. France could get a 28-year-old president. As a member of Gen Z, he said he'd forego living in the presidential mansion and just continue living with his parents. And Walgreens released a list of hundreds of store closings. And it still wasn't as long as their receipt for a single item. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday hump day edition. I'm so darned happy you'd choose to spend some of it with us. We appreciate it very muchly. All right. So, parents, what's the most unethical or underhanded thing you've done to trick your kid into doing what you've wanted? We're talking little white lies, maybe beige lies, I don't know, but also just unethical hacks that you've used. Well, people online had some good ones. Here are some of the highlights. And for us, it was like, okay, we would give the countdown. We would say, okay, 10 minutes, but really 2 minutes would go by and then we'd go, okay, 5 minutes, and then like 1.5 minutes would go by, and then we're like, okay, come on, let's load up, and kids didn't know the difference. Anyway, so here are the highlights of folks that weighed in on the interwebs. We found this on Reddit. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Number 10 on the list. your goldfish went on vacation, but he'll be back soon, all right? When the batteries and a loud, annoying toy die, tell them they don't make those batteries anymore. Wow. Your tongue turns purple when you lie. Then, if you ask to see their tongue and they hesitate, you know they're lying.
Wow. I've never used any of these.
Except for the goldfish. If your toddler touches something that's hot, it's a chance to claim other things are hot. Like, never touch that vase. It's hot, too. Okay. I know I've never used that, but tell little kids the sunroof in your car is an ejector seat and threaten to push it if they don't shut up. Oh, that's just terrible. These are maybe little white lies or unethical hacks that people have used to get their kids to, you know, basically do what they need them to do. A guy's parents told him he was allergic to alcohol. They finally came clean on his 18th birthday and said they just didn't want him drinking while he was in high school. Yeah, joke's on them. He was probably pounding them back saying, I'm not allergic to this stuff. Somebody got their kid to read by turning on the subtitles on their television. They say that their reading went up four levels during the pandemonium. Number three. This is nasty. The tooth fairy. Somebody told their kids the tooth fairy comes every night to check your teeth, but also to see if you've brushed. And if you didn't, she yanks a tooth out. This person said they told their kid when the ice cream truck plays music, that means it's out of ice cream.
Aw, that's just so sad.
And, these parents changed the time on the clock to make the kids go to bed. Like, if it's 7:15, but you change the clock to 8 o'clock and say, okay, it's bedtime. That's kind of close to our countdown, but not that bad. Anyway, it is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford Boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe.
Wow.
You got two. All right, here we go. Number one, Kathleen Turner, the actor, was 9 months pregnant when she did the voice of Jessica Rabbit in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? It's one of the hottest cartoons in history, by the way. Number two, car company.
Automobile?
Yes. Jaguar. Was originally called SS Cars Limited. They changed their name in 1945 to make it clear they were not connected to the Nazis.
I said not
connected to the Nazis. No. Number three, Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson were supposed to record an entire album of duets together in 1983, but Freddie bailed because Michael kept bringing his llama into the studio. Good Lord. Number four. The highest scoring word you can play on the first turn in Scrabble is musics. It's M-U-Z-J-I-K-S. That's a word for Russian peasants. I think that's how you pronounce it. Here, wait. Let's see if our pronouncify lady can break it down for her. I think that's how you pronounce it. But how to pronounce... it's not our pronouncify lady, but we'll go with this one. All right. How do you pronounce it?
Muzhiks.
Muzhiks. Okay. So it's not musics. It's muzhiks.
Muzhiks.
Muzhiks. Okay. I was totally... totally wrong. I was absolutely, positively, totally wrong there. What was it again? It's
Muzhiks.
Muzhiks. Okay. Let's do a take two on that. Number four. The highest scoring word you can play on the first turn in Scrabble is...
Muzhiks.
Muzhiks. That's a word for Russian peasants, and it will earn you 128 points. Of course, you'd have to randomly start with those exact seven letters, so it'll probably never happen. Although it did happen to a guy named Jesse Inman at the National Scrabble Championship in 2008. Sort of. He played... What was that again? Muzhiks?
Muzhiks.
Muzhiks. He played Muzhiks using a blank tile for the U as his opening word for 126 points. And then, number five, lighters were invented in 1823, 3 years before matches. Really? They didn't have the wooden matches? Huh. Huh.
Nope. Told you, something new.
Wow.
And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. Muzhiks. The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later, we've got your audio vault. We're going to pack your... we're going to cram sounds into your ear holes. That's what we're going to do. And you will like it.
Muzhiks.
Viral audio. Well, it's the audio from viral videos and things like that. Maybe some parody songs. Maybe some goofy things. Just stuff. Stupid news. You know, so we'll play that for you. Plus, speaking of stupid, we've got your stupid criminals in dot news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. And typically, we don't have a musical guest on a Wednesday, but today is an exception. We've got Bob Seema joining us. And who's that over your shoulder?
That's my lovely wife, Shannon Plummer.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing wonderful. I don't know if you can see the backdrop. We're in the Blue Ridge Mountains, not far from Lynchburg. We'll be there soon, but we're here. We're in the region.
Yep. So tell us what you've got going on, and then we're going to deep dive into your music a little bit.
Okay. Well, we have a concert coming up in Lynchburg Friday night. And it's at the Miller Center, and it starts at 7 p.m. It goes from 7 to 9. And we got the wonderful Daniel Capel Young, who's opening the show with his group. And then he's going to be sitting in with us.
Nice.
You all know the singing violinist, the amazing Daniel Capel. So that's what we got going on Friday night.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to that. We're going to share that information up as well. We want to learn about you guys. Tell us about you. Tell us about your music and how y'all got started.
Well, I've been writing music for about 18 years. My first album came out in 2006. My 10th album just came out in June. It's called New Levels, New Devils. And we've been singing together since 2012 or so. I mean, we got together in 2012, got married in 2018. What else you want to add?
I would say your music, your songwriting is, I feel, really a progression of growth. And, you know, if you listen to the 10 albums, you see the progression of Bob's consciousness through that journey. And I always describe his music like he takes a chapter of an inspirational book, self-help book, and he distills it into that 3-4 minutes so that we can digest it in another form and activate those other parts of our brain to go along with what we're reading and experiencing in life.
Very cool. When did you guys individually, when did you realize, hey, this is something that I want to do, and this is something that I love? When did you get into the music industry?
Well, I mean, I was sort of dancing around it for a while. 2006, I still had a corporate job and everything. We met in 2012, and that's kind of when we both jumped in. We both kind of walked away from what we call perfectly stable jobs to do this. And I would say 2013 is when we really jumped in. Full time, running this as a mission. Yeah.
Well, when did you individually determine, hey, I could be a musician, or I really love music?
Wow.
What do you think?
Well, for me, I grew up playing the piano. I grew up singing in, choruses and thinking that I was going to be a Broadway, either jazz or blues musician, singer,
nice,
or singing on Broadway. And I had just performed with bands, sat in here and there, did my own thing here and there. And so it's always been in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's when I first picked up an electric guitar and realized I could reproduce Smoke on the Water.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah. And it's just that power of like, whoa. That was on that record, and now I'm doing it.
Coincidentally, the same thing for me.
No,
I'm totally kidding.
I'm sure there's a lot of kids, 12 years old, that went, whoa.
Yeah, I couldn't play a lick on the guitar. Now, drums is another thing. So we have one of your tunes queued up, and this is what would be considered your single.
Yeah, it's got a great message. It's kind of a universal song, kind of got a rock version of it. When you hear us play, it's on the acoustic guitar, but it's got the same vibe. But it's just a song about being, looking in the mirror and seeing the power in your own eyes.
And what is the album called?
The album is called New Levels, New Devils.
Okay.
And
And this one, this track is called Powerful. And here, let me, because I had to remind myself, I need to take it out of echo cancellation and I need to put it into stereo. And I apologize for the behind the scenes, but we're going to do that. We got to mute your mic. And here's we're muting the mic. And here we go. We're going to play it right now. It's Powerful.
Powerful. show you something that your soul didn't already know where to find. No one could feed your mind something that wasn't already there on the inside. But they'll steal your watch and try to sell you back the time and the color of your eyes and tell you it's dark outside. But you own the wisdom, you own the medicine, you own the imprint of an eternal lesson. So don't believe every wise man that claims to know you better than you know yourself. And don't concede to the feeling that you're anything, anything less than powerful. Already know how to feel. No one can enlighten you, cause your light inside has always been real. But they'll steal your watch and try to sell you back the time and cover your eyes and tell you it's dark outside. But you own the wisdom, you own the medicine, you own.
From the album New Levels, New Devils, it's powerful. Bob Sema, thank you so much. Oh, I didn't unmute your mic. There you go.
Ah, we're here.
One last production tip.
Unmute.
Yeah, unmute the mics. Bob, Shannon, thank you so much.
Hey, Mike, thank you.
Mike.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate the support. Thank you.
Oh, you got it. So you guys are going to be performing in Lynchburg. When do you get here?
We get here. Actually, we'll be there tomorrow. We're actually doing a workshop over at the Unity of Seven Hills in the morning.
Okay.
At 10 a.m. So Unity of the Seven Hills, 10 a.m. And that's more of an experiential. We teach breath work and meditation. So we'll be doing some of that there. And then 7 p.m. At the Miller Theater. Yeah. Through Parks and Recs. Yeah.
Yep. Lynchburg and, Parks and Recs. It's the historic Miller Center. Absolutely gorgeous venue. You guys will love it.
We're looking forward to it. People can get tickets at the door.
Yep. And tickets are available now. You can get them $20 for this concert. Concert at 7 o'clock or doors at 7?
Concert at 7.
Okay. So doors prior to that, and get out and support live music in the Berg. Guys, we really appreciate you guys coming on.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mike. Look forward to seeing you while we're here.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. And by the way, that particular track that we played, you will hear that in regular rotation on Radio 434 on our feature channel, which is called Modern. So if you log on radio434.com, click on the Modern channel, you'll get to hear that song in a regular rotation. It's called Playing Here, H-E-A-R. That's the segment. So, guys, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up also a little bit later, we've got the good news. That's all on the way.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, let's open it up. That's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Okay. Go. So, there are many fun ways to look at the 4th of July. How about the perspective of a child?
Now, an ordinary kid on the 4th of July.
I think my dad's a let's just say he likes to set stuff on fire. On 4th of July, Dad starts with the barbecue. I suffered through at least 6 years of burnt hamburgers. All the time he's getting toasted on alcohol. Then the fireworks. Enough to level a small town. He brags to anyone that will listen. These are the good ones. They're illegal. Because in a court of Sackfield's children, safe and sane are bad words, I guess. But at the end of the day, the 4th of July is all about the red, white, and blue. Red for red meat, white for white claws, and blue as in... Dad, I think you just blew up the cat. Wow. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
This has been An Ordinary Kid on the 4th of July.
Yeah. All right, as we prepare for the long 4th of July weekend, where would we be if we didn't get our independence? Hey, Alexa, how would America be different if England...
I said if England...
had won the Revolutionary War?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't sound like this. If England won the Revolutionary War, I would sound like this. Also, we would all have funny accents and bad teeth. instead of just Louisiana. Our lunch order would be a burger and chips. We could take credit for the Beatles, but we'd also be on the hook for Coldplay. The musical Hamilton would end with everyone being executed for treason. The steering wheel would be on the wrong side of the car. The car would be on the wrong side of the road. And we would be stuck with Prince Harry. Okay. Bad example.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. You know, today is National Eat Your Beans Day. And lucky for us, Bob Rivers' classic song parody about eating too many is up on his YouTube channel. Please enjoy. Hi there. Let's go to viral videos. This is absolutely frightening. Last week in Utah, a church group was hiking with around 50 kids when a light rainstorm hit. The storm produced water puddling on the ground and then a lightning strike.
Johnson and I just got hit. I'm okay, but he's not doing too well.
All right, so everyone standing in the puddle felt the shock. None of the injuries appear to be life-threatening at this time, but seven kids were sent to the hospital. Pineapple Pepsi is a thing? Huh? I mean, no, it apparently is a thing, and it's back at Little Caesars for a limited time. Here is Ian Kay of Peep This Out with his review of the drink. Or with this review, his review of the drink. Take three. Here's Ian Kay of Peep This Out with his review of the drink.
Oh, yeah. That is that pineapple flavor already, guys. That is actually very tasty. And then, of course, the Pepsi on the back end. The pineapple is a little bit more upfront. Sometimes you get the main soda as the initial and then the flavor after. But as you're going into this and as you're kind of breathing at the same time, if that makes any sense, you can kind of smell the aroma. You're tasting the pineapple. That's actually pretty tasty. Let's keep going in.
Okay. A new poll on Conversations found most of us think other people talk too much, but almost no one thinks they talk too much.
Shut it.
Shut up, shut up.
Shut it.
Shut it.
Shut up.
Shut it.
Shut up.
Shut it.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut it.
Shut it.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut it.
Shut up.
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 Shut it.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut it.
Shut up.
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 All right. That was from The Office. Oh, here we go. Big thanks to the folks. Now we're still down in Studio 1A, and we really appreciate the fact that the folks from Commerce Street Theater had AC mini splits installed
up here on the mezzanine, you know, where all the dressing rooms are. Here, let's listen and enjoy this. Oh, here we go. Yeah, there we go. So much cooler. Okay, there we go. Let's see. Do we want to do that? Nah, skip that. Oh, this is frightening. Have you ever wished a dead celebrity could read things to you?
I said a dead celebrity.
Could you wish that? No? Okay, well, anyway. There's an AI company that just introduced this new feature. And here's their pitch, by the way.
11 Labs is proud to introduce the Iconic Voice Collection. Choose from our exclusive selection of famous AI voices, including the illustrious Judy Garland. Able to read your favorite stories, publications, and uploads in the most authentic way possible, including The Wizard of Oz.
At that moment, Dorothy saw lying on the table the silver shoes that had belonged to the Witch of the East.
So download the 11 Labs Reader app today. Your favorite stories with your favorite iconic voices.
Okay. So they also offer actors like Burt Reynolds, James Dean, Sir Laurence Olivier, at least with the AI Judy Garland. They don't have her, they don't give her uppers to her. Oh, they don't give her uppers to perform. Okay, that's funny. Okay. And what about this? Lainey Wilson is one of the strongest Southern accents in all of country music, but you have to check out her impression of a Valley girl. What would she sound like without a Southern accent?
I guess if I was a Valley girl, this is going to freak you out. It freaks me out because I don't even feel like me when I do it. Don't laugh. Hey, my name is Lainey Wilson, and I am from North Louisiana. Maybe that just sounds like a girl from Louisiana that's like trying to not be from Louisiana.
Maybe. Did you know that July 3rd, today, is American Redneck Day? It's the most holy of all holy days for a redneck. Here you go. What else? Oh, are we going to comedian? Yeah, we are. Okay. With the 4th of July approaching, here's comedian Dave Attell looking back on his experiences.
I'm glad to be here. I travel a lot. I hate traveling. I guess because my dad used to beat me with a globe. Now, my dad was a tough man. He never let me have anything fun like fireworks. Who didn't love fireworks? Come on. Raise your hook hands so we can see you. Let's get it out. You know what we had? You know what we had? Sparklers. Sparklers, that's all we had. Sparklers are the gay cousin of the firework family. I think a flashlight is more dangerous than a sparkler. My friend's got M80s, bottle rockets, sticks of dynamite. They're blowing stuff up, having fun. I'm walking around like the Special Olympic torch boy. I'm like, hey, everybody, how's it going? Planes are landing on me, I tell yous.
Oh, let's turn that up. Okay, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider, if you can possibly imagine. And then we've got a good news story for you as well. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford Boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right. Smartwatches can do all sorts of stuff. Make calls, track your heart rate, and now you can add assault. A 35-year-old woman near Tampa, Florida, was arrested early Monday morning for assaulting her boyfriend with an Apple Watch. Her name is Kayleen Tressetter. They were arguing about relationship issues around 1 in the morning, and it sounds like the boyfriend was trying to give her the boot because he had packed her clothes and other belongings into bags. She responded by grabbing her Apple Watch and chucking it at his head. It hit him in the left ear and caused a small cut to his earlobe that bled. Police noted his V-neck was also stretched and torn after she grabbed him by the collar. They arrested her for domestic battery. It's not clear if alcohol was involved, but she's got some real Justin Timberlake eyes going on in her mugshot here. Wait a minute. all right. Let's share. I usually don't share these. But this one's kind of funny. So there you go. Feast your eyes. Is that the story? Oh, yeah. She and the guy she assaulted with the watch. Oh, yeah. Okay. Take two. She and the guy she assaulted with the watch have three kids together. A judge ordered her to have no contact with him except texting to coordinate childcare. And then there is this. Two California musicians say that during a trip to Hawaii, a man carjacked them, chased them, and tried to hunt them down as they hid in the rocks of a volcano. At one point, they say he used multiple people and even a drone to chase them down. The next day, they were rescued by park rangers. Here's Alex and Justina Lucero or Lucero talking about what had happened.
He jumps out and comes right at us with the gun and stops us in the middle of the street. And he's now coming towards us.
Now he's coming towards us. So we very, very quickly went from a fast walk to a sprint up this gulch.
He's yelling for us to show ourselves.
Yeah, I'll find you.
Find you.
And he at some point he counts down from, I don't know if it was 10, and at the end of it, he shot the gun off.
And then when we saw the drone go up with the searchlight, this feeling of being hunted and not knowing the extent of what they would do, what they wanted, and who he had at his fingertips to help.
Good Lord. There is good news in the world. And, well, we like to share the good news during this particular segment. A retired couple from Virginia named Judy and Mike McNamara are getting closer to accomplishing their dream. Their goal is to eat at every Texas Roadhouse location in the U.S. There are around 650 of them. Here's Mike talking about their journey.
Since we were both retired at that time, it was like, okay, let's see how many we can go to. We're knocking them off pretty good. Last year was 79. This year will be 80 to 82 or 3. I thought we were going to slow down, but we're apparently not doing that. As long as our health is good and I still can drive, you know, 300-400 miles a day, we're going to keep doing this.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, be the change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org and also check out Hill City Slide. That is, you've heard about this. You've heard it on this show. You've heard it on test drive interviews. You've heard it in all the other media. Well, here it is. It is August 24th and 25th in Lynchburg, in downtown Lynchburg. They are literally setting up this giant inflatable slip and slide between Washington Street and 12th Street on Church Street. You have to buy tickets to go on this water slide, but the proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. And you you can pick your time slot, and you have unlimited slides during your time slot. August 24th or August 25th, downtown Lynchburg. Check it out. Go to hillcityslide.com to reserve your tickets. And time slots are selling out, so get on there today. And also, we want to invite you Saturday to Christmas in July at Three Roads. That's happening this Saturday, July 6th. We've got the Love LYH Vendors Christmas Market from 11 to 4. We've got Pictures with Santa Claus from 1 to 3, live music that day as well. And that is free. There's no admission, no ticket prices or anything. Get to hang out with Summer Santa at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. It's family friendly. Bring the kids, bring your lists, and you can hang out with Santa Claus this Saturday between 1 and 3. Christmas in July at Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Now, what else did I want to say about? Oh, yeah. So if you have, if you are part of a business or an organization, you still have time to do this, by the way. And if you would like to put up a tree, like literally put up a tree at Three Roads, I'm looking for. I want to find the photograph. I want to switch pages. How do I do that? Oh, there's my shortcut. See more. Three Roads Brewing. There you go. Find the picture. You know, and I thought I had this. I thought I was really slick. I had everything queued up and ready to go. There we go. I mean, it wouldn't be the Mike Show if I didn't derail the end of the show. Here, this is a picture of one of the trees that went up at Three Roads. Jamerson Lewis Construction sponsored this tree, and you can bid on it. Just all throughout the entire month of July, we're going to have QR codes that are going to be on each of the trees or wreaths or any decoration that's there that you would like to bid on. Folks, if you and then at the end of the month, at the end of July, the winning bidder gets to take that tree home. The tree, the decorations, everything. And that particular tree is courtesy of Jamerson Lewis Construction. And we really, really thank those folks for supporting what we're doing at Three Roads and joining us. All the proceeds, 100% of the tree sale proceeds, goes towards the United Way of Central Virginia. So come on out for Christmas in July this Saturday, 1 to 3. Santa Claus will be there on July 6th, so come on out and join us. Well, that is it. That is the program. We
are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?